Gregory and Ingrid Lott's representative and their real estate agent. It's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home. There's quite a bit of natural buffering there already. There's a lot of mature timber, retaining walls on either side of the home. There's a 2-car garage, 2 parking spots right in front of the garage, 2 additional parking spaces where there's kind of like a turnaround, and then also a spot to park either an RV or a boat along the side of the house. And basically, they built this house for their own vacation use, and they never really use it, so they're always letting friends or people from church come and stay. So it's not really going to disrupt the way that they've been using it, because they've been allowing friends and family to come and use the home quite a bit. The Lots did send out letters to everybody within Hummingbird Hills subdivision, where there's an existing home, letting them know that we were going to go through this process and to reach out either to myself or to them if they had any questions or concerns. We didn't get any, no negative feedback from any of those personal letters that went out. So they live out of state. I'm here to help them hopefully get this approved. Any suggestions would be greatly appreciated.
Well, proactively trying to address or speak to the community is a great start, because a lot of it will depend on, you know, who shows up at the public hearing. So being proactive is good. I'd focus on your buffer plan. I do see the trees there and all that, but have that ready to present. And anything else?
Have you talked to the neighbors on either side?
Mm-hmm. They're in support.
Bring them.
Okay. I don't know. If I tell them the truth that they're going to be here till 11 o'clock at night.
Well, they'll be at the front of the
meeting.
You'll be
at the front.
So, yeah. Right. And this is unusual. This is...
Is it?
Yeah, it's okay. More normal.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, okay, I can bring the neighbors, or if maybe a letter, if they're not willing to come.
Yeah, either
okay.
Or.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that.
And that'll be May...
It's always... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I was just going to say May 13th is the date.
I will be here.
Okay.
It's always better to get involved in the neighborhood, because one thing people fear is change, and they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, for sure.
We're all that way.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you. Appreciate your patience.
My pleasure.
Okay. Scott, we do have on old and new business Taney County Guidance Code Appendix S, medical marijuana.
Just real brief. First, we brought this to you guys as a special use permit. And as I dig into it more and look at it, I'm actually going to a seminar in Bolivar in 2 weeks on a planner's seminar for this subject. So I'll get some ideas there. But who I've talked to basically indicates we have to look at it as a pharmacy for like our dispensaries and a manufacturing for a manufacturing plant. None of those are a special use. So the other option I threw out was just another appendix for the Division 3, which would be Appendix S, which is the next one, and it's a little different. So just compare those. And I was thinking we might bring it for a public hearing in May, but we're not ready since I'm going to that meeting here in 2 weeks, because we'll have to advertise for it. And, you know, tonight was a long night. So just be prepared and look it over, and I'll give you some more information. Randy, have you got any new information over there on your end?
No, we're just kind of reading through the information.
The state just came out with their stuff.
Yeah.
There was umpteen bulletins.
Yeah. Built from there. So.
Well, and I'm just finding out there's starting to be some meetings about it, and I've got a couple
to
calls.
I went to a meeting in Springfield, but it was more of a people speaking for it.
Yeah.
Owners.
Yeah, I saw some information on that one. It was.
Who's doing the planning meeting?
I'll send you the information.
Okay.
It was brought to my attention. I'll forward it to you. I'll forward you my pamphlet that I got.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
And where's your meeting at?
Bolivar. In a couple weeks. So.
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. And we are at what time?